You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another friendly episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 897, and we are, as we have been for 896 episodes, very grateful that you're hanging with us. Happens because of you and your questions, so thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for the reviews, guys. I really appreciate that. If you would take a second to leave a review, it would be really awesome, because it helps other people find the show, and the more we can educate each other, the better off we will all be. And we're finally living in an age and flying in an age where doing the right thing is actually going to pay off. Woohoo!
Yes, it is. It's normally been the case, but there are seasons.
Yeah, there's been a time of, you know, Section 336, and you can get away with whatever you want and buy it at Best Buy. But those days are over, which we're really excited about.
Awesome.
Speaking of which, are you ready for your Part 107 recency exam? Well, if you're not, go to droneu.education. I'm going to read you a question, and if you don't answer it properly, you should probably go check it out. All right, Rob, here you go.
Okay.
Remote pilots are required to complete the following operational area surveillance prior to an SUAS flight, and select an operational area that is populated, make a plan to keep non-participants in viewing distance of the whole operation, keep the operational area free of and at an appropriate distance from all non-participants.
Kind of liking that one.
Yeah, you're right. Remote pilots are required to complete the following operational area surveillance prior to a SUAS flight. They're supposed to keep the operational area free of and at appropriate distance from all non-participants. That's why in our Part 107 operations class, we talk about putting a GoPro right by your takeoff area. That way you can record when you get someone who's like, I'm going to fly through your area no matter what because you can't tell me what to do. And then you have, you know, him on camera doing that. And then when the police come, you can show that to him and just be like, get this asshole out of my way. And voila, problem solved.
That's one approach. So
that's why, hey, that dash cam that I have saved my butt. Yeah. And honestly, like if anyone is considering a dash cam, consider an owl, because I've had this happen to me during flying and the dash cam saved my booty.
Nice. Yeah. Can come in handy for sure. Just out of curiosity, we've done, I don't know how many questions we've done on the show, but probably 20, 25. There haven't been any airspace questions. Why is that?
Oh, I haven't gone into any airspace questions because
you
I was
need a map.
You typically need a map. And
so it's
I mean,
what you're
I could go into it. You want an airspace question?
I was just curious. I didn't know if you're just going down the line or if you're picking and choosing.
Okay, here's an easy airspace question for you.
Oh, crap. When you get set up, calling it
easy. Part 107. Okay. What classification of airspace is represented by a blue square typically called the doghouse?
So write in and tell us your answer. Oh, I have like a 20% chance, right?
Oh, come on.
I have no idea. Well, let's call it B. C.
That's wrong. No, that's wrong
G.
too. Gosh, you skipped the right one. Okay, the classification of airspace typically represented by a blue square, which we call the doghouse, is Class Delta airspace.
Dang it.
Hey, you asked for the question.
You're right.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get into today's question. By the way, today's question is brought to you by the Drone Mapping Training Series. The next drone mapping class will take place in Austin, Texas, November 9th through 11th. You can check it out. Go to bit.ly/Austin Mapping. That's bit.ly/Austin Mapping.
Hello, Ron, Paul. This is Joe, Omaha, Nebraska, Skytrack UAV. Paul, this is a question for you. I was recently approached while flying at a church benefit. And a gentleman came up to me and pretty bold said, you know, you got your 107? I almost got mine. I know what question I missed. So I'm going to retake it and I'll get it next time. Then he started telling me that he got a Phantom 3 and put the props on it. Was so excited, started up in his apartment, and it took off, hit the ceiling, crashed. Then he told me that he works for a restoration outfit and was down in Texas during the hurricane, and that he was flying for this restoration outfit. And I asked, well, you don't have your 107. And did you have clearance to be flying? And his comment was, it was all right. I knew people down there. I didn't know what to say with all this. Plus, I had a bird in the air. How would you have responded to that? I'm still kind of dumbfounded by it. And it just makes me think that maybe not everyone has the aptitude for this, maybe, or is too cavalier and maybe shouldn't be flying with a 107. Really curious your thoughts on this. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Bye.
Thank you, Joe, for the question. Yeah, that's an interesting point to make at the very end there about not having the aptitude. I think in any industry, any career path, there's going to be people in there that don't necessarily have the aptitude for that chosen path.
Yeah, and they may do a certain path for a little while, and then they'll typically move on to something else. I mean, that is a natural progression.
They'll flame out for some reason or another, most likely.
And you'll be surprised probably by what the reason is, and it probably won't make sense to you, so don't even try rationalizing it. That being said, there's a lot of things that people don't have the aptitude to do. I mean, is success easy?
Oh, of course not. Well, so yeah, generally it doesn't come easy.
So if it were easy, wouldn't you say everyone would be successful?
For sure.
Now, this is coming from someone, me, who believes that everyone can be successful if they apply themselves constantly. Now, that may seem like too much work for you, and if that's what you think, then it is too much work for you.
And, self-fulfilling prophecy there.
Don't enjoy the benefits of success. It's okay. We have a rule here at Drone U. If someone is flying without a 107 and they are endangering people or subjects on the ground, or they're endangering the process as a whole, we report them. I have no problem reporting someone to FISDO because I know 99% of the time. Well, actually, now that the drone law has changed, this may change too. But I know that most of the time they're going to get a slap on the wrist and say, don't do this. They're going to get the piss scared out of them and then, you know, not do it. Sometimes you can have the opposite effect. Like there's a guy here in Albuquerque who it didn't work. And then he had to have the FAA come after him again. And then they wrote him a fine. So, you know, they only let you get off once. So just remember that. That being said, step number one for our question asker, don't talk to people while you're flying. Like, how is that safe? Right? I know like a lot of people are like, oh yeah, like, well, I can talk to someone. I can too, but I cannot have absolute extraneous focus to get super smooth shots on the subject I'm trying to shoot.
Well, in his defense, it sounded like he was listening. I mean, well, he was making some comments, and so, yeah, that.
And if he was listening, I'd be like, sir, I don't want to make some of the vast errors that you have made in this career, and I'm not willing to risk my livelihood, my checkbook, my family, or my ability to get a job in the future. So if you could just shut the up, that'd be really awesome. I wouldn't say that.
You would not say that.
Maybe
no.
I would.
I don't think you would. I don't think you, maybe 2 years ago you would have said
that.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think you would say that today. It's, I don't even know what to say about this guy. I mean, you kind of just brush him off, and if there's something egregious that you can report at some point,
report it. Dude, let's go back to the training, right? Negotiation training, okay? This is deep emotional intelligence. You look at the guy, and you look him square in the eye, and you say, so you were flying in a TFR, which is illegal, and you don't have a 107, which is illegal. And typically now in these areas, they have drone detection systems, so they probably already have data on you. What makes you think that it's okay to risk your family's livelihood, your livelihood, the safety of people on the ground, and the safety of guys who are flying around in helicopters trying to do work themselves? What gives you the right to put all of them at risk? And just shut up. Just let them think about it, dwell on it, keep flying. Like, you don't have time to give all of these people the effort that they think they deserve, okay? They don't.
Yeah, I'm glad that you ended that with just shut up, because I think that's an important point. Certainly you can make a comment, help him to some level understand the error of his ways, and then you're not going to, most likely, you're not going to have much more impact above that on this
person. Which is, I agree, stay silent, because there are typically three types of personalities, and a large majority of the American population falls within the personality type that thinks silence is awkward, and silence is actually one of the most powerful things that you can utilize in your communication procedures with people. Mm-hmm. And that being said, I think this is a perfect example of when just being completely silent and looking the guy square in the eyes is just like powerful.
Yeah, and just going on about your business, because again, most of the folks that fall into the camp that this gentleman appears to, you're going to have a hard time impacting them for any change. It's highly unlikely.
And is it your job to change that guy?
No, of course not.
So again, just and so, you know, if he kept talking and drew you back into the conversation, I would say, well, sir, there's no way that I'm going to talk you into a sensible or rational state of mind, but you're like most people who use cell phones while they drive. They think it's okay. They get away with it here. They get away with it there. They do 10 miles below the speed limit on the highway. And then one day, boom, they get hit by a car. And you know what? No one's going to teach them to get off the phone while they drive. It's the big eye in the sky, our dear Lord, who is going to give you the master wake-up call. And you know what? Do it, bro, because there's nothing that we can clearly do or say to you that's going to inject any rational thought whatsoever. So keep doing it. I don't care. I'm going to report you already to the FAA. We are living in a time where more and more drone detection is happening, and the propensity or probability of this, of you getting away with this, is going down every single day, because more and more people are having fines. The FAA has already hired 15 new enforcement officers to go after dumbasses like you. And you know what? I'm all for it. I hope they get you, and I hope they scare the crap out of you. Like, literally.
I had sort of this experience yesterday. I was driving up Academy, and I noticed that the car a little bit in front of me on the left, I was in the right-hand lane because I wasn't passing somebody, right? Go figure. He was in the left-hand lane and kind of swerving, coming over into my lane. And certainly, and I look, and you could just tell that there was an older gentleman, not like 70, 80 older, but probably in his 50s or 60s. And I look over, and not only is he on his phone, I'd be lying if I said I never was on my phone when I drove. It's certainly something I avoid for the most part. But if I do, I'm at least going to have it up here. He had it down here, and I saw him kept looking down at his phone and away from the – I could not believe the amount of swerving. So I literally pulled up right next to him, and I just stared at him and said, get off your phone. I don't know if he listened to me, but he did get off his phone shortly thereafter. And there's only so much you can do. I'm not going to call the police on the guy necessarily. But
the police aren't going to come.
They're
That's
not
going to
come
part.
Anyways. Right.
And you know what? Like, I've had these dilemmas where I'm like, I'm gonna cut everyone off and stop traffic on this road to get out of the car and tell the guy to get off his phone. But I don't want someone to call the cops on me because they're like, this crazy guy is right. Like, stopping traffic to tell someone to get off their phone.
But the point is, you're going to run into these people, whether you're flying a drone, whether you're driving your car. No matter what you're doing, you're going to run into these people. And for the most part, you got to just kind of move on.
There's something you have to remember. If someone is dumb, evil, nefarious, ignorant, or just lazy, you don't need to do anything to them to show them that they're any of those things. In time, they will ruin themselves. A prominent friend of mine said this one time as I was coming back from one of the conferences, NAB or CES, and I was complaining about that drone show and how they were competition, and now they're not. And if anyone knows the story of them, you will understand why. I'm not going into it. And this friend who was riding with me in the car, Jason, he says, Paul, stop worrying about it. Like, what is your time worth a minute of worrying about that person? And I was like, well, no. So why are you mad? And it was like the rage just like washed over me like a waterfall. Like it literally left. And he's like, look, if that person is so stupid, if that person is what you say they are, don't you think that they'll ruin themselves in time? And it was like, yes. And has that proven true to this day? Yes.
Oh yeah.
Time and time again. Mm-hmm. And not just with them. Like, I feel really bad for that whole situation. It's awful. awful, awful.
Mm-hmm. You can only fool people for so long.
Exactly.
It's, yeah.
Just live genuinely. Live
it's a form
authentically.
Of evolution. And it
be
will take
you
care of
and
itself.
Be happy with who you are. So anyway, yeah, gosh.
Philosophizing.
It's time to move the philosophication to another time.
Anyways, thank you, Joe, for the question. Do appreciate the situation you were in. And yeah, it's I'm sure it's something you're going to run into again. So stay calm. Move on.
Yeah. Focus on you. Focus on quality. Don't focus on them. On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. If you think someone needs to hear this show, share it. Leave us a review. Tell us in your review what you liked about that particular show that made you leave the review. Maybe someone's looking for some information. And also, don't be afraid to check out the new drone mapping class. Actually, I just got a text back from that contractor that I did the mapping for. Mm-hmm. Checked out your email. That's awesome stuff, man. I'm going to pitch it to management today, and hopefully she'll send some of us for the Austin mapping training. If you want to go to the Austin mapping training, just go to bit.ly/Austin mapping. Thanks again for listening. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.